weeknights, 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Oh, no. Gosh darn it. So, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who are sitting one pick ahead of the Denver Broncos, just took the player that I really wanted the Broncos
to take. No freaking way.
They took O.J. Howard, tight end out of Alabama. So, the Broncos are now on the clock. They still have a bunch of good players to choose from, both offensively and defensively. My fear...
Well, thank God this is a good break because, you know, now my picks are still in play.
Well, my fear is now that O.J. Howard's not there, they're going to take a tackle, which would be terrible. Terrible.
It is called tackle football, man.
Oh, God, yes. But there's not a tackle in this draft that's worthy of going in the first round.
You know, I don't like to name drop, but I was sitting next to a Super Bowl champion Ryan Harris, offensive tackle. You might have heard of him today during the game.
Uh-huh.
And he said he wouldn't take either tackle.
Well,
and I said, can you play? He's like, I'm not playing anymore.
Please, please, please. Oh, you know who the Broncos might take here? Joe Mixon.
They're not going to take Joe Mixon.
It would not surprise me.
So Joe Mixon is a guy. He's a running back, really good running back, really fast. He was at a bar, and some woman called him a nigger. Excuse my French for that. And
no,
so he punched her out.
Well, she said that and then slapped him.
And then slapped him, and so he knocked her out.
I would have knocked her out, too.
He did.
Well, see, it's okay for you to knock her out.
Right.
It's not okay for an Oklahoma football player to knock her out on tape.
Yeah.
It was on video.
That's true.
So anyway, like, I am not of the same, like, of the same worry that a lot of people are. So everyone's like, oh, my God, Joe Mixon hits women. I'm like, you know, ones that call him racist. I mean, come on. And, you know, I mean, uncommon in Oklahoma, I say, is that racist epithet, you know. You guys are looking at me funny, like.
I've been to Oklahoma. I don't want to go down that road because if I say
careful, my brother lives there. I like that state.
I don't know that it's really unusual, but I mean,
but she you.
It's Oklahoma. That's all
I'm
saying.
I'm just saying, man.
That's all I'm going to say.
Listen,
at
the football team's mascot is named after a bunch of cheaters.
The Sooners.
The Sooners.
Sooners. The Sooners.
Yes.
Schooner.
Come on, man. You're a history guy.
Ancient history. Like 2,000 years and beyond.
Okay.
All right. Looks like the Broncos.
Okay, the Broncos are the Broncos are the selection.
Bring him up, Alex.
With the 20th pick in the 2017 NFL draft, the Denver Broncos select Garrett Bowles.
Oh,
boo!
Why don't we like
boo?
That?
Because he's
we
an
went with the
offensive
nuggets. Lineman, but he was the other one.
Okay.
That is a terrible.
No,
terrible
if you're
going to
pick an offensive lineman, you should have picked what's his name.
It's a terrible pick.
The guy I picked, Marzik.
The Denver Broncos.
Well, you guys are really good at hiding your disappointment.
I'm really depressed now.
It got really quiet in here all of a sudden.
Well,
you know what? It just brings me back to better times when the Rockies were getting throttled by the Washington Nationals earlier today.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, my God.
That was a better moment than this just was. Oh, and he comes out with a stupid baby. I don't want to see your baby.
He's from Utah. He's required to have babies, man.
That's fair. He is.
Wait, that's a requirement?
Apparently.
Well, yes. Come on, man. Don't you read the new Testament?
Haven't you seen the Book of Mormon?
No one's seen the Book of Mormon.
I've seen the
Unless
Book of Mormon.
Are you Mormon?
No, but I've seen the Book of Mormon.
The musical?
No, I've seen the musical.
That's what
but
I was
no
talking
one's
about.
Actually seen the actual Book of Mormon.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I was talking about the
saying.
Musical.
Yeah,
sorry. I was
Could
trying to be respectful.
Could you please try to get on our page?
Yes. Now you know what I deal with every night.
I know. I don't know
it's
how you do that.
No, I enjoyed. It's not difficult. It's rather easy. I mean, I enjoyed.
Do you need a Snickers?
I could always use a Snickers.
Oh, my God. I'm so angry at John Elway right now.
You know, the good news is that he was suspended or expelled from 5 schools before he got to Utah.
Well, that's great. That's fantastic.
Mean.
Well, we could use a little mean, but we could also use a guy who could handle a speed rush, which is, by the way, about half of the good defensive linemen in the AFC West. So he's going to get run over. He's another Tyson Brallo.
Okay. Once again, I might remind you, I don't name drop, but again, Ryan Harris, Super Bowl champion, was sitting next to me at the Broncos. Or the
Says the guy who doesn't name drop. Mm-hmm. What did Ryan Harris say?
Yeah, carry on.
Now I'm not going to tell you. I was wondering.
Meanwhile, at the Legion of Doom.
Meanwhile, he told me that Sombrello was a really good left tackle and that he could play. He's been injured all last year. And he said Menelik Jackson He talked to teammates of Menelik Jackson, who said that he may be the best left tackle they've ever seen if he can stay healthy.
That's a big key word, if he can stay healthy.
Well, no, that's more than one key word, but if is the key word.
Yeah, well, he hasn't been able to stay healthy.
If.
He hasn't been able to stay healthy.
If. But if, imagine if he could.
That's like saying if C.J. Anderson didn't suck, he'd be great.
No, not like that at all.
Yeah, that's
no,
kind of not, exactly.
Well, no. Kind of. You know, I mean, not really.
Right. Oh, I do. It's like when someone's like, oh, my God, I have that exact same shirt, except that it's got stripes and it's in a different color and it's got shorter sleeves.
Exactly. But besides that, is exactly.
But otherwise, it's totally the exact same.
Totally the exact
look
same.
Look at. Well, wait a second. The baby just won the fashion contest because look at that thing.
Oh, that is adorbs, you guys.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
It's hiding the fact that the suit that's wearing the baby is a little too big for the guy that's wearing the suit.
Wait, so if I move to Utah, I get a baby?
No,
six
no, no,
of
no,
them,
no.
I think.
You're not allowed to get a baby.
You have to earn it.
You have okay. to earn a baby.
You have to get a job and marry a couple ladies.
Listen, yeah, you have to marry a couple people, and you have to, and then you have to, listen, man, it is very difficult for a woman to have a baby, and it is nearly as difficult for a man to have a wife who's having a baby. Nearly, not as difficult, nearly, as I see flames going zack.
I would not know.
Yeah, I had two babies at the same time. Let's talk about how much fun that was.
Well, I had two babies like Iris twins, so you had it in a shorter time. Mm-hmm. I've had it over 2 years.
Oh.
This gray hair was, I'm 22.
Yeah, I know, but they've aged them terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Terribly.
No kidding.
So here's the thing about offensive linemen. One, they're all white, so they have no fashion sense. Two, they're always going to be like 386 pounds. You know how hard it is to get suits that fit well for a human being that's 300 something?
I want him to throw up right now. Oh, my God, that would have been so awesome. Just see the kid just go like,
They never do it on command. It's always like right after they should have done it.
Right.
The first time my son laughed was when I picked him up and I held him up and he threw up right in my face, and that was the first time.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, you're so cute.
We've now entered Darren's wheelhouse. All he wants to do is talk about his stupid kids and soccer.
Well, they're cute.
They're not
no,
stupid.
Please talk about your kids more.
My kid, and actually his fourth mock draft actually had Bulls going to the Broncos. So kudos to my son, my 3-year-old, for knowing better than everybody else.
Is that where you got your guarantee from, that they were going to, you got it from your kid?
Well, I didn't believe him when he said that he was going to be Bull. I said, how is that possible when he's older? And he said, blah, 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 blah. And so I said, okay.
I knew it wasn't going to be Mancic because he's injured. He's hurt. And they just don't, he was already slow of foot before he hurt his hip. He's not going to come back faster. So the Bowles is the guy that NFL Network had projected for the Broncos.
Hey, well, you know what they say about the Broncos. They got a lot of Bowles.
Well, they do now. At least one. They have one Bowles.
That makes up for the one they lost a couple years ago, that other Bowles.
Thank you.
Monty Ball. Come on, man. Stick up with those. I'm talking Broncos. What are you guys talking about? Jeez, we replaced one ball with another. We're like Lance Armstrong.
He's not a ball. He's a bowl.
Bowl.
Okay.
There's a difference. Well, officially.
Does this mean that makes it a bowling update? We have a Bulls update coming back. After this. I saw Alex all of a sudden start sweating.
You didn't give me a warning, dude.
Oh, well, I just thought it. Listen, I can't. You know, always give you a warning
when
I think.
You know how this show goes, Alex.
I know.
His
mind goes.
I already started different music.
Yeah, warnings. His mind goes from one thing to another in a split second. And he's the only one in the world who go, oh, we just drafted a guy named Bowles. Let's make it a bowling update, which makes no sense
at all. It makes perfect upstate. Nah, it's close, but We'll do it afterwards.
I was picking up what you were laying down.
It's a bowling update.
Don't encourage him.
Bowling, laser cat. It's a bowling update. Todd Bowley's our new Broncos first round draft pick. Isn't everybody happy?
Ooh.
Laser cat bowling. Maybe that's the kid's name, Laser Cat Bowls.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up. Two of the Broncos.